Let's go to a Mike who may respectfully disagree with me, which I find impossible. Mike, welcome to the Bill Cunningham Show. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Willie, I got to say, what's his name, Andrew?
Andrew from Dayton.
Okay, maybe it's the spring. I'm coming from Springboro, so got to say, Andrew, one of the more intelligent callers I've heard with, frankly, one of the more candid and accurate assessments of the situation.
Well, Mike, would you claim that many of my callers are stupid?
I'm sorry, Bill. What was the question?
Would you make the allegation that a lot of my callers today have been stupid?
No, just because I'm saying he's one of the more intelligent doesn't mean everybody else is stupid. That's an extreme position, right? An extreme position, so you can't put words in my mouth. I never said that. What I said was, it's very sound logic. I wasn't at the game. I caught the end of it. And frankly, I saw everything I needed to see in the post-game commentary from Homer, or what I heard the recap in the radio driving up this morning listening to your buddy Jim Scott. So I don't get the big flap. I really don't. I mean, he dropped an F-bomb. That's human nature. I thought Tom Brenneman characterized that perfectly. Tom didn't seem to have his nose pushed out of joint about it. I'm not sure why your nose was pushed out of
joint. Well, it's because of my little buddy, Seg. Seg is my buddy. He's my radio friend, my best friend of all time. And to have Seg being left like a putz with his microphone in his hand and nothing else, as Homer Bailey does interviews all around and leaves Seg alone like he's a putz. When one of my best friends in the world are disrespected like that, I will stand and fight like a warrior poet for the Seg man.
All right, well, that's fine, and it's your prerogative, but then that's really about you personally, Seg personally, and it really doesn't represent the vast majority of your listeners necessarily. Right? Aren't you kind of projecting your opinion now across the entire airwaves? You kind of said Andrew had a minority of position. Of your last two callers, it's two against one.
Oh, Mike, how about this? Are you willing to confront the American people? I'll say this to you. In about 10 minutes then, with your permission, I will do the legendary flash poll. I will let all of America tune in, yes or no. Do you stand with Homer Bailey or do you oppose them? And I'll bet you a dollar to a hot fudge sundae from UDF that at the end of the day, the American people stand with me and not with you.
Put a graders on it, and I'll call that a deal.
All right, you be listening now in about 20 minutes. We're going to go to the flash poll. Then the American people will be heard. Bill Cunningham, the great American.